While tensions ebb again between the U.S. and Iran, the region's small Iranian population continues to try to make sense of the murder of a military leader whom many admired. WHYY's Jimena Condi has more.
Kazem Nabavi fled his beloved agricultural city of Shustar, Iran, when he was 13. Nabavi took issue with clerics leading the country at the time with a heavy hand. He couldn't stay there and live the life he wanted.
And I was free person, and they didn't like it, they maybe kill me.
Nabavi says he only had $13 in his pocket when he arrived to Philadelphia in 1959, but he got to work right away. He went to school, opened a tire shop business in Port Richmond, and raised two children who became a lawyer and a doctor.
This country is beautiful. It's my country, and I love it. I love Philadelphia. I love Port Richmond.
Still, Nabavi identified with Major General Qasem Soleimani and is trying to understand why the U.S. killed him.
He's from poor family, come up and become a general. In Iran, this is very, very hard. You have to be son of somebody to become somebody. But he did it. He broke that barrier.
Nabavi wished he could go to Soleimani's funeral in Tehran. The U.S. accused Soleimani of leading a terrorist group, killing hundreds of American soldiers during the Iraq War, and was again making plans to attack Americans in the region. John Gizvinian is an Iranian-American historian and interim director of the Middle East Center at the University of Pennsylvania. He understands why there would be a discrepancy between the way Americans and Iranians see the late general.
So, you know, even those people in Iran who are vehemently opposed to the system of government there would not be directing their frustration or anger against Soleimani particularly, because this is someone who is most known for his sort of heroism on the battlefield in Lebanon, in Syria, in Yemen, in Iraq, etc.
Nabavi says he is not concerned about the threat of war between Iran and the U.S., neither is Fireydoon Rashidian, another Iranian-American who owns a Persian deli outside of Philadelphia. Rashidian is more concerned about attitudes toward Iranians in America, as well as policies that might make it harder for Iranians to live in the U.S.
Some of the people goes to Iran, they couldn't come back, especially since Trump is the president. Many students that have a visa, they came to the United States, they back home, they couldn't come back. For no reason.
Gizvinian echoed those concerns. This weekend, he was given additional screening at John F. Kennedy Airport. The questioning lasted a few minutes, but Gizvinian did say he was asked his opinion on the Iran-U.S. situation.
Because I don't think I was particularly mistreated, and I think there are people out there who are going through much more difficult circumstances. You know, I think Iranians on green cards or student visas and so on are having a much, much more difficult time at the moment from everything I've been hearing.
Just last weekend, legal aid groups reported some 200 Iranian-Americans were held for hours-long questioning at a border crossing in Washington state. Jimena Condi, WHYY News.